The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous, and you say, 'If we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in shedding the prophets' blood.' Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets. Now, fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Like I've mentioned, we heard three straight days now where Jesus speaks these woes to the scribes and the Pharisees. They're called the seven woes of the Gospel of Matthew. Harshest words that Jesus ever speaks in the Gospels, and the harshest ones of all are the ones we hear today, especially the last one, the seventh one, in which Jesus anticipates that these very scribes and Pharisees are going to be the ones who bring about his own passion and death. But the harshest words that are ever spoken in the Gospels. And why does Jesus speak such harsh words to the scribes and the Pharisees? It's really a very simple reason. It's actually deeper than hypocrisy. It's actually deeper than hypocrisy, the reason. It's the root of hypocrisy that is the reason. It's because they were so spiritually wretched and at the same time so totally unaware of how wretched they were. See, the scribes and the Pharisees thought that everybody else was spiritually wretched. Thus the problem. Once upon a time I mentioned that the key to writing a great story is to make a convincing villain. And the key to make a convincing villain is to remember that the villain does not think that he's a villain. The villain sincerely thinks that he's a hero. The capacity of the human soul for self-deception is legendary. You can't overestimate it, which is why the last thing you ever want to do when you hear the woes of Jesus here in the Gospel of Matthew is to sit back and think to yourself, "Well, thank goodness I'm not like that." Because that's exactly what a Pharisee would have said. So you know what I did? I took the seven woes from the Gospel of Matthew and I turned them into a little examination of conscience. Would you like to hear it? Okay, here we go, here we go. I might polish this up in future years, but this is my first stab. Do I practice what I preach, or is the life I live different from the words that I speak? Do I help other people to live up to God's standards, or do I simply tell others what those standards are? Do I perform pious actions so that others might praise God, or rather, so that others might praise me? Do I desire to be preferred over others, praised over others, honored more than others? Does my life welcome others to convert their hearts to God's kingdom, or do I subtly imply that they are not welcome in God's kingdom? Do I avoid my responsibilities by legalistic thinking, rationalizing what I really ought to do in favor of what I simply want to do? How high a priority in my life is mercy to others and faithfulness to God? Do I value secondary things first, or do I value first things first? In my thoughts, words, and actions, do I try to be clean in God's sight, or just in the sight of others? A little tiny examination of conscience for you. The spiritual faults of the Pharisees are actually quite easy to diagnose. They're trying to live up to divine standards by merely human strength. Don't you try to do that same thing. You'll stop and you'll fall every time. That's why you want to end each day with some kind of an examination of conscience. Find one that's good for you, okay? But make sure that it asks at least three questions. At least three questions. Number one, what have I done and why? Number two, whose glory was I trying to seek? And lastly, and maybe most importantly of all, who was I trying to please? Everybody struggles with human weakness, but you know, a daily examination of conscience, it's a great way to fight back. Our saint for the day, St. Augustine, once famously said, "You've made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Let's ask for his prayers then to truly rest in the Lord, sincerely and completely. St. Augustine, pray for us.